Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes of a movie currently playing in theaters or streaming. The Netflix drama, A Jazz Man's Blues, is a lush romantic period piece that marks a real departure for its creator.
Written, produced, and directed by Tyler Perry. It's a long tale beginning in 1937, showing people surviving or dying in the Deep South because of the Jim Crow culture. In this setting, there's a tragic love story. Jealousy and deceit cause plenty of the blues, and this story is filled with it.
A stack of old love letters untangles a murder mystery that unfolds against a backdrop of Old South racism.
It shows the horror of Jim Crow. Russ, I found it to be an engrossing story. Every character rings true. I thought the acting was that authentic.
Well, Susan, that's where we differ. While A Jazz Man's Blues is beautifully produced, it's also very soapy and sometimes sappy, and the lead actors lack spark. In one subplot, we need to believe that one of the main characters is a great singer who engrosses crowds with his outsized talent. And while the actor's singing is respectable, it's nothing exceptional.
And there's vintage music as part of the soundtrack.
Yes, indeed. I just wish it were better performed. You've got to give a lot of credit to Tyler Perry for stretching as a filmmaker. He wrote this screenplay, his first, in 1995, long before he hit pay dirt with the Madea franchise. Now, he's got his own massive studio and he can do what he wants. And while A Jazz Man's Blues is flawed, it's still ambitious and heartfelt.
Whatever flaws there may be, this film is worth seeing.
A Jazz Man's Blues is a sporadically engaging old-school melodrama. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.